Projecting Future Time Discussion Whenever. Adaptive Thinking. From James Driscoll, date, wed, July 20, 2016 at 8:04 p.m. Subject, Projecting Future Time Discussion Meeting, Whenever. Adaptive Thinking to, Cinnamon the Spice of Life to Makes Nice. Romeo CC, Marlon Rick at jsco.net. Mama, Roni Driscoll, Dennis Driscoll, Debbie Kick, Clay Darnell, Joy Badound, admin at pickwellnesscenter.org, Isaac Jackson, PhD, Cinnamon of Rocky Mountain Cares, Denver, Colorado, my Ryan White, agency case manager in Denver, Colorado. The Spice of Life that Makes Nice. Please do not question my resolves for matters. Please understand me. After the composition is most fully finished in this dress, I think we are sorry. What can we help in community specifically to you with? We are now listening. Is the appropriate response I am expecting from Pillar Properties and the building manager, Chesney Klein John Apartments, Daryl Johnson. This being what is my expectation from this address as my case manager in standing, would you please forward this to Pillar Properties once you have fully reviewed the content of this email? Please understand me at a level to which I already have had mental health therapy. Even though in California, the options to the socialism of healthcare to what now is Obamacare, when I was in California this was not option offered to me as affordable course of action. In California at that time, unless I already had an incident of some kind, typically criminally involving drugs and or behavioral issues, to which then and only then the court does give resource to us in that state. In alternative, I would have had to be placed in intensive direct and hospital care to the level of how bad I was presenting to the assistance I needed for appropriate care from the resources at my available hand to acquire. That treatment care paid directly from family resources at a level way out of reach of affordability. It was a major frustration of mine to overcome and a major attempt for what I could get from Foothill AIDS Project in San Bernardino for Dr. Howard to offer a referral of any other better resource. This was in fact the care he suggested our family to follow up at Loma Linda Mental Health in care hospitalization. Not to really have to mention here, since I actually have placed this in documentation online, much to the reasons of why this mental treatment was in my case of need is due to events from 2005 into 2006 in a housing conflict very much now similar to events happening here in Denver. I eventually found myself leaving town unannounced to my family by escaping on a suicidal car driving road trip to nowhere. Along the course of this trip, I was highly serious to my doom of dumping my car along with me by driving over the side of cliffs as I was driving by in mountain areas. In the desert of Death Valley, I drove on the wrong side of the road to be opposite of oncoming cars. We call this playing chicken, thus turning out of jeopardy at the very last minute. Along with these in-driving actions of doom-gloom activities, on that hot day I found myself driving through in Death Valley. I got out of my car at a point of interest site location and started to walk without question to nothingness. This along what was a dry river bed. I eventually tired. I am sure I walked more than 3 miles out before laying down to rest. I had no motives but to lay there and die. I tell you this is the truth. It was almost dead up sun overhead noon when I lay down. I could not even find a shadow to hold me but cramped into some corner in the rock side and cried to a level I know was unyielding of anyone else being able to hear me or listening. Eventually recovered somehow to resolve to walk back. I am here now. But this is a very actual depiction of the state of emotional duress I was under while driving these roads during this trip to nowhere. I eventually found myself heading east on 80 instead of west back to Oakland. On eastbound 80, I ran out of resources for gas to continue driving any longer east at around Cheyenne. Yes, I am aware that Cheyenne is the capital of Wyoming. That date of arrival was September 11th. When I stopped in at the Subway restaurant that is down the street from the Capitol building that I did not yet realize my location to the city, there was a street demonstration heading up the street to what I did not know. I thought it interesting to find out what this was. It was the anti-effort protest for the day for the Reverend that was making a public statement of protest himself by burning the Quran on that date. I took this as a sign that whatever conflicts I was in, whatever were my emotional distress holding me down of depression to the unknowing resolve I could see yet, and no matter what state I am working from, there are others that hold my points of view in common bonds I unite a cause to hear that day whether I see them in my personal circles of people in community I personally encounter. I took this as sign I am where I am supposed to be. I went to find the emergency shelter and checked in. This then begins to finally set up what I needed in help. In that help, I was able to get housing at demand for a out-of-shelter move date November 1st into individualized and dependent housing that was filed in that state as HOPWA resources to subsidize my rent portion to $395 a month. The available stock of housing options was all providers of rental units at or below a certain baseline market price. This also was the start of what was truly intensive mental health treatment support offered to the community at Peak Wellness Center, which I qualified for at $5 copay per visit. The suicidal trip to nowhere actually saved my life. This was when I was first diagnosed with bipolar disorder, even though I had presented my symptomatic issues to others in California. They also placed me on a medication treatment, lithium. This is a serious medication for serious symptoms in my life, to which all of what was presenting to my doctor was the mental states from Oakland conflicts after I was put into HOPWA housing that was driving this condition of dysfunction forward. This was not because I was on finally a suicidal trip. I should have been diagnosed with this condition long time ago properly. Nonetheless, it takes the Equality State of Wyoming to obtain a proper level care at resource of my affordability, even though I have been on disability since 2004, both presentation of HIV and mental health and my first filing of disability claim. But if not for the mental health misidentified diagnosis for so long, and then the other common denominator of equation is a working hidden agenda working against me. I can prove in Oakland with a hacked profile online it was them and not me. Furthermore, here it is, same considerations with the documentation of harassment to the level I haven't in this harassing ongoing progression. They used a deceased person's identity from 2008 that was showing from TruthFinder, and this person is supposedly in Mississippi, questioning why I initiated a communication to them when I never did. Personally speaking to this person over the voice phone call before I did a background lookup on the details of the number. So later in the same day, this progresses to me calling another totally separate person representing himself that was in chat from Guy Spy, whose profile is in Denver. When I called him on his provided phone number, it went to voicemail, to which the voicemail recorded name on the system attached to that number did not match the first name I was told I was talking to. More to the point, the recorded name on the voicemail was the first name of the person I was just talking with earlier in the day, supposedly Mississippi, and the full greeting on that voicemail is the same voice I was talking to in direct voice phone call. No kidding. The Guy Spy app has GPS interface to make the presence of local direct actuate or very nearby location tracking to who is online using the app. That is weird, right? So that I proved it was them and not me in Oakland with a hacked profile, and now that I proved it again unquestionably is them and not me here in Denver, in real true extremes of what is normal to be able to deal with and or cope with. This is not right to allow to fend for myself as I have actually done. There is much more involved to the documentation of record of this harassment. Maybe they think I will eventually succumb and that this will be wiped offline. I may have more command of my behavioral standing today than I did then in Oakland, but ultimately I am the exact same man on the exact same course of ideals and constructs and messages, attempting to get a voice of concern rather than silence that is needing to be actually disturbed, of that silence into proper focus. Disturbed, the sound of silence, official music video, YouTube, https://www.youtube.com/watch?v=u9dg-g7t2l479992924 views. Never have I ever had more resistance directed at me at what I would a controlled working hidden agenda that I can qualify and quantify prove is real, not imaginary. In Oakland in 1992, which is the original place of the residing author of the words written as an essay titled Introduction to Standards V5N1 that is placed online here at colorado.edu, applies more resounding true here than where it was written. But are you listening? Also, to top that, even moreover also points to this truth. I am actually connecting to the same structured educational foundation of merits in my medical care that I receive here in Denver from ashealth.org in my progression of my HIV/AIDS disease. As accreditation onto the words I just referenced as it relates to all of us now today working as my focus of needing a discussion meeting from the conversation between us that occurred yesterday shortly after 4 p.m., this places these words, the inability to be silenced from that discussion for the relevance of facts is non-disputable and non-negotiable, and how it relates is quoted on that page. This is an African-American man. Marlon T. Briggs died of AIDS-related complications in 1994. We remember him with deepest respect and admiration. Furthermore, Mr. Riggs' work of essay cannot be silenced from my discussion, and if need be I will have to read by my own spoken voice myself or ask you to read it for me. Alternative to either of these, I will and shall have the option to have computer-assisted technology read it into our foundation of understanding, as this foundation is what is lacking to why there is a conflict at all that I can see. On December 1, 2015, of course we know this is World's AIDS Day, I have already presented this as foundation to emails of address. More to the fault of me now, for I am the truly the troublemaker here, as public posting to the Chesney Klein John Apartments Facebook community page a mention in honor to Mr. Riggs. But why I say I am the fault and the troublemaker here is because apparently what I have say is so true to heart that now today all of what I have had to say onto community is now censored to public view and missing from direct linking to be presented to community from December 1st forward. I asked several people in view of me at Pillar Properties when I went to pay my rent each month to review my post of December 1st. It might be noteworthy that even though this man is an African-American who holds an MA in documentary film and three separate AIDS quilt panels onto this entire The Honor Dead of HIV/AIDS project, no one has ever replied to my readdress of confirming this post online has been read and understood in any kind of way. That does not negate the facts that I posted it online and that I did in fact request it be read and confirmed read verbally and respectfully to the order of proper foundation of relevance of things. Further to the insult on to misunderstanding me to the representation that is now being followed by them against me, this is true as well to the honor of this African American man. Marlon Riggs Apartments /Vernon Street, John Stewart Company, jsco.net/property/Marlon-Riggs-Apartments-Vernon-Street/. Marlon Riggs Apartments /Vernon Street. Phone 510-451-1161. Email marlonrigg@jsco.net. Address 269 Vernon Street, City, Oakland, ZIP 94610. Region, San. You visited this page 3 times. Last visit, 11/30/15. This is a full community residency housing apartment under the HOPWA Housing Residency Resource to the community of Oakland, exactly like what is Chesney Klein John Apartments. Wow, that does not equate a foundation that is absolute. But let's trash 1992 words that still appear here. Standing in Colorado resource here in the city of Denver is having no current date relevance onto our HIV/AIDS topics in common. Take them out. Reference for the old is not now, which against the truth of that statement holds that there is virtue for anyone to follow. I will place that out reference for a minor second moment of dishonored mention, as ignorance here is so blissful to the annihilation that these words were never written and not offered there at our place of resource I hold in my medical care same. They never been written ever for even a second of time here in human life to be respected, and they are trashed. For made a public community post on the Chesney Klein Community Facebook page, which held both link to URL and copy-paste excerpts of these words, which is it no longer open present as public post to respect. This is a causality because apparently everything I have written on that site Facebook community page is not deserving to be a unified voice and views of Chesney Klein John Apartments. I have included to this email what is the original post converted to spoken voice. I have the entire post in full in spoken voice from this text. However, is provided here today in July 2016 is intentionally limited to be incomplete from the full post that was visible. In this limited presentation here serves to the end of close, the last words spoken here is in the middle of the address complete. This now is what is at a state of dishonored community messages being forward from me to the unresolved of why the full post now is deleted. Is this but forever? I do not yet know. This is mismanagement of a community member's post to the administration of this Facebook page onto the Facebook and extended outside interested community members both locally and outside to all of the world globally. So let's understand all of that is gone, for now it has been actually trashed. The January-February of 2016 issue, many months ago, this cover POZ magazine appears onto the discussion points I would say is expansive of globally but at least nationally of our community. We are now thrust into the debate if we care or not. If we do not care, that's a fault of character. Why should I be faulted for something what is called community concerns for outspoken voices when an inner choir of community voices keep saying STOP sending emails on these relevance? For I apparently do care. For a long time now have I cared, and for that long time has my voice of concerns continued to push into the gutter of non-relevance to relate to me at any level respectful to the direct dignity of me. This cover of the POZ magazine depicts an African-American male, we assume is HIV positive by its being on the cover of this magazine. This man boldly presenting a statement by hand gesture and position. That depiction is an automatic meme transferred message considered relevant here in the United States citizenry at the very least. The holding of his right hand pretty much over his heart. All of this here to be in discussion points of meeting to hold such standing of association. To confirm, we are all citizens of the United States of America, right? As such, the meaning of this meme here, a unit of cultural information transferred from one mind to another that I just dissected from this image, communicates a message with no actual words necessary. On my honor, and overall pride he is saying of himself. Furthermore, this man looks happy as presentation of order of things. This is a positive self-esteem image offered to us in community. Does anyone disagree with that statement of man meaning, or do we all agree? Your ignorance is no excuse to realize this is the message to relate by the presentation of this, by the artistic expression of the photographer onto the cover photo of this magazine. It can be only your lack of U.S. citizenry that would give you any form of alternative conclusions onto not agreeing with my position of mainplex holding here to us all to understand the message without words needing to be attached. The mainplex that is represented here is the meme itself and all that which its sources are formed, such as placing your hand over your heart, alternative allowed to just raise your right hand to conduct what is considered a court or deposition or other need when one is given to his word a need or purpose of an oath. Google searching, notary public oath, you will find this first most content delivered as authentic representation of search items to trust first. The internet did not used to be this way. Search results, one of the most important duties of the notary is to administer oaths and affirmations, which are solemn promises of truthfulness made by a signer, witness, or new office holder. An oath is a promise to a deity and an affirmation is a pledge on one's personal honor. How this meme presented on this magazine relates directly to me. Even though I do not hold current commissions standing to conduct such practices, I did at one time. In that process I do hold the knowledge and responsibilities of duty to which are provided to in service to social community needs of being one respected to be one of their wise. This is standing here within me whether or not my commission of notary is current or not. To my standing here now today to you I also am UST exclaim the same presence of directed message to you by my rings here words are to this same standard of integrity oh and my honor upon you to the words these words are written and most every word I have ever written to this cause of community concern that I have defined as being a peace building under the domain of itgrewworld.net. Yes, that is my name on this certificate. How in the hell can they justify any cause of action of complaint worthy of honor against me? It is an order of principles without court testimony, impossible to place to the public record of justice rightfully done. But I sit here nonetheless on my honor and expressing myself in complete honesty and truth. Everything I write is that of my honor to this certificate wise. Additionally, if I held such a valid certificate in today's world standing of needs, part of knowing when one cannot accept a document to notarize, which is a typical function most common people use out of court proceedings used for calling notary services or to be able to conduct the administer of an oath upon another person when the notary has some kind of formation at an inkling level there's something not right in this circumstance here and the person to whom is being subject to this process is under duress of some kind of collusion or cohesion. Inkling INGKLING slash noun noun, inkling. Plural noun, inkling's a slight knowledge or suspicion. A hint. The records give us an inkling of how people saw the world. Synonyms, idea, notion, sense, impression, conception, suggestion, indication, whisper, glimmer. More, sneaking, suspicion, fancy, hunch, feeling. Hint, clue, intimation, sign. Inform of foggiest, idea, the faintest, idea. I had no inkling of their intentions origin late Middle English, in the sense of mention in an undertone. A hint from the rare verb inkle utter in an undertone, of unknown origin. Translate inkling to a denial of notary or oath is required and notation placed into the journal for the public. In the commission of my role back in 1995 to 1999, I had never been presented such a case to note. I do not believe at this point in the law that any form immediate notification required to any form of authority that a notary certification or oath was denied unless it falls under other forms of citizens reporting requirements. Such discovery of a dead body or others reporting items such falls under this common decency rule. As a form of follow-up reporting requirements of notary, the one that would apply in circumstance here would be when one sees harm is occurring in immediate danger of the health and welfare is at life jeopardy of one person in community themselves or upon another. On standing principle then goes on to the history of this important statement made of my mental wellness treatment onto my housing conflicts, concerns, and vulnerabilities. This the address of resolution has never occurred to this date, this remains subject to this professional mental health evaluation I still have the original signed copy of this letter in my file. As this letter holds true, this situation at hand against me, again in collision and disguise of any kind of sensible respectful resolution of these issues onto our community to listen to me in whole or in part, results of such disqualification of distractions and disorders to common messages being placed upon us now I also reference to the pound Black Lives Matter debate even more pressing of unity forward from the issue in January-February issue of PAWS magazine. This is absolutely the matters which I hold notary holding knowing to be able to define. There is something absolutely wrong happening here that should not be present to which is altering the common flows of conversations into an alternative to resolution unification but divisions forward of their decisions, behaviors, and actions when I am attempting to communicate to others in leadership roles above me in community. This wrong here to the point I define collusion and cohesion to consider what is normal in response to my ring other forms attempts to bring a community awareness of my voice MUST exist to a level I have awareness to be able to wisely define and state here. To that, I offer my best foot forward to which they either unite collectively with no hidden agenda or we must find a more sensible place to air out this conflict. That be in court so be it. This is unjustified standings of absolute non-peaceful ways against one community member by a collective. I can prove that statement without court. The course of this non-peaceful agenda will be a part of need of presentation to my subpoena process to the facts that I here already placed onto the web memospace record. The record I place to the public word of words I hold administration to is the absolute 100% truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. Nothing has been slighted to a position, they call it spin on the newscast opinion cast circles. Anyone having problem bring along forward my integrity and honor and pride in these matters such as the man on the cover of POZ magazine has to have their head examined or they are following a hidden agenda. In my honor of things that do not require words themselves to notate meanings applied to them and transfer onto collective understandings. I have used a symbol set of African origin called Adinkra and 11 of these symbols from the 104 I currently am holding on purpose here in my residency is found on the educational resource page here in the United States of America, even though it is not in Colorado, let's again trash this resource of relevancy. http://africanhousedutes.rutgers.edu/. So by doing trashing disrespect of this merit educational source must show some form of racial bias against black people's virtue, wisdom, and in their lives in general and we are not going to allow that to happen here. Now are we? For it is not possible to be that so apparently obstinate to my writing or other address here and previous sent. For these addresses all have the same virtue, wisdom, and foundation. Their demands of me as a tenant wishing to not receive these emails or messages of concern and address has no legal foundation of standing to subject my housing status to any form of jeopardy or collapse. Their refusal to meet me in understanding at any level will be a confirmation of this consideration conjectured opinion here. No other logical conclusion can be offered to convince me off this position standing if either one or the other refuse to collective meet for discussion and understanding of these issues. They must be placed into the priority of work products we are doing here in community even if that work project must be placed to a specific name goal and somehow externally funded. Every address of national leadership messages I have to the position we ought to be taking in our collective decision choices of community, of course, has their detractors. I am not one of them. but I am bringing awareness to this discovery for you, Cinnamon. Watch this from CNN News that was conducted by new journalistic Don Lemon, a black man. Did you know who now public openly gay? This has been posted in regards to the subject matter at hand on POZ Cover Magazine to this issue. To the extremes of insanity controlling one's common senses. This is in public on the air record of what I can consider extreme bias positions that one can go into attempting to defend the non-peaceful practices I am to also trying to empower. So therefore, why should I not consider this a possible bias from a person directly involved in local face-to-face circle of community? More as Travis shared Wesley Scott Alexander's video. July 18th at 5:45 p.m. You see how WERSO misguided by the culture that police authority is superior and above God. This officer needs to understand that at the end of the day he is black and out of uniform could be the casualty of police brutality. -944 14,869,242 views. No, that has 14 million views. We call that viral. This is alternative offering of creative words onto the understanding of what is a dinker onto this POZ cover image. I will define the symbols for the group discussion as necessary. The definitions of these are found online here. African Adinkra symbols and translation. It is time to become a part of the good no matter what you were before. It is also time to unite for peace, no matter what you were before. James Driscoll at Chesney Klein and Housing Incorporated. July 17th at 6:21 a.m. Denver at Grew Up Pound Community Pound PSA Building Address the local Denver area, specifically Chesney Klein John Apartments http://community.grewup.net/01a/. And this is precursor here as address 01A by the address of 01, which holds the words of Pope Francis' address to our Congress as foundation of my standing continued to be reaffirmed onto my address right course and their dismissal wrong course actions. 01/May 14, 2016, 12:36, the status of peace building can only be offered outside of basic survival, apparently. You may find yourself going to Foundation of the Root Presentation Index resource page at http://community.grewup.net, as an understanding that this is my work product so far dismissed as holding relevance when the position of standing I have made to Mr. Johnson he replies and complaint against contains the following video link. As always there are detractors from the public right of moral paths we should be taking. I obviously have taken this point of resource to cite even though I respect the presentation noted by the national leaders. Just for understanding, if there is not an obvious video presented as a thumbnail content with a play button established in this email by first read, the following the link here video would be obvious choice to react to obtain such presentations. Kevin J. Emery shared Hillary Clinton's video. July 8th at 7:21 p.m. 566, 339 views. Hillary Clinton. July 8th at 7:04 p.m. White Americans need to do a better job of listening when African Americans talk about the seen and unseen barriers they face every day. If you would like to take note, onto the POZ cover issue is notation of this community peace building shortcut, which has spoken voice text narrative pop-up interface. It is a click and listen presentation. There is currently no QR scan code and listen yet created for community. http://community.grewup.net/06/. This is written to the address that Barack Obama has been placed to the direct receipt as this is a post on LinkedIn from original post copy and there is an official LinkedIn profile assigned to our president there. As I have also commented onto a post of his on LinkedIn and reintroduction to whom I am and this direct linked address to my conflict resolutions in this community and what I see is really working as missing elements not working in several aspects of community betterment offerings I have and attempted to empower for our entire perspective views of peace building over non-peace building methods attached to what are outdated ways to relate to one another. As Marlon Riggs writes in 1992, it's no longer enough, if it ever was, to critique interlocking systems of oppression without offering affirming alternatives of how society should and can reconstitute itself. That is exactly what I am attempting to do in offering affirming alternatives to which all leaders above me in community roles are not stupid idiots to the content that is created in this alternative offering under my domain set to not realize what I am attempting here. I give people in general credit than to be more than idiots. At this point in the conflict and contention for these many years now, as more and more my materials refine presentation works to now include spoken voice text versions. These written words around the words of our past so they are given a fresh launch into current era community. Still this holds no change of thought or direction of mindful consideration that ultimately places people in power over me to not issue threats against me that if I continue to write out to them these thoughts is a direct harassing offense which it never was which leads to possible housing jeopardy collapse to eviction which it never should have been. This is an attempt to somehow think I have less sense of doing right that I will submit to that power of conformity or that I am so desperate to hold or keep my housing at all costs, I will shut the fuck up, sit down, and remain silent. Never, never, never. I am actually quite an intelligent person and a person of very resourceful considerations. I say a long time ago, we should not be at a level of conflict divided fighting any way in this situation. We should be uniting forces as we really are a better force of pillar respecting wisdom and respect working together than either of us can be separate and apart. Enough of talking about people of the past and they are equated to the same presence of mind as the current levels of people in upper leadership resisting this time of change and not listening to me. I have made a first-time practice presentation in face-to-face discussion with this person named in his folder, pound mark with Damone Ritchie / July 18, 2016 0354. This is fully extended to the URL view here. http://mem.gruwell.net/%23crumblebone-the.good/%23marcus.damone.ritchie/. I am carrying forward with what I know is my offering to the affirming alternative I am pushing in view of how society should and can reconstitute itself my most urgent presentation, which does not include pound 06 or pound 01 here but of direct relevancy to pound 01A is about 30 minutes. This with the aid of my technology and my reach in this discussion meeting on my phone no more less than most any other person. Denial of technology use here is a denial of my case management setup priorities. That is standing affirmative non-negotiable. The furthermore possible technology use of tools to record the audio for this meeting, like many other such other formats are done in today's world at a business meeting level standing. The place I would use is Live Broadcast Media Blog Talk Radio to which I have already 2 prior recorded sessions. There is a restriction of 30 minutes on that free offering a level of function to my account. This is my target time of presentation to this meeting you are so attempting gracious interface for this. I already know they are not willing to have this meeting with me at all. To that, I think you have to decide some directives onto the advice to them from the foundations presented in this email and they may be reluctantly come up to the table scratching and clawing that I have offended nothing but insensible indifference they are holding in their mind that needs to be nullified out of existence and they do not understand why this is so important to follow the right course against their thought of freedom of will that apparently regard nothing of greatness to what is actually greatness. The sound of silence must be disturbed and it must be broken out the attempt to keep it at all costs. In the music video presentation, I am this damn angry as well against the silence wall that keeps being put up to their fault and not mine. It is time to accept this is the way of the world and unite peace. Don't be foolish. I have meeting to prepare for, target date for next Wednesday. I will be most agreeable and less damn angry when the normal flow of conversation occurring in these discussions. I will try to make Don Lemon and that interview a model to aspire to hold to not be pushed out of balance, pushing my buttons for which they already may know can be sensitive to be pushed know that I'm not fighting nor playing dirty to attempt to posture debate to win at all costs. But I know my materials are presented are wisdom virtue and deserving of being received and there is nothing in the world to tell me they are but childish presentations and insults of postures that do not hold retentiveness to exist into the knowledge base of most every intelligent working person in our world. The goal point is unification. So know that I'm thinking at a different perspective at the time I enter this position of perhaps nervousness tension from a true fear based from public speaking and the characterization of my intentions that is actually placed as hateful when they are not. When I am in face to face that I know I am the same person who has placed the sound materials of wisdom and other soundly placed medias onto my domains. Those are deserving a voice outward to community even if how I am reflecting to one face-to-face voice confused does not negate the presence of virtue. Of conversation I am flow. Not trying to improve your social skills www.improveyoursocialskills.com/conversation/conversation-flow explains how you can have smooth, flowing conversation in all of your social interactions. Excel at small talk without feeling fake or awkward and understanding forged into place role of responsibly to reverse themselves to their internal ideals for as with what I offer as this alternative working direction is of the actual standing of actualized reflection that pound all lives matter, to includes individually the people on all sides of the table for which will be used in our presence of order. And my position remains that not one needless death is insignificant to not noteworthy count, honor, and to never ignore. Hierarchy of Needs Dead May 5, 2015 0227 186 KNSAA, Authentic at June 5, 2016 0431 455 K Maslow Basic Human E May 5, 2015 0227 147 K World AIDS Day 2015 Facebook Post, 1A, MP3 1858 K.